This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome this November 3rd, 2018 to the most exciting, informative, and I'm going to say fun radio show on the earth, except the alien shows. We're not going to say that we're better than those. I'm Fred Penny, your host, with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks, my colleagues and partners in crime, and Cal Hunter behind the glass, the hermetically sealed glass, so we cannot hear him. Other than talking through our mics, welcome.
That's an RV.
That's an RV. That's exactly right. That's what Cal drives, an RV. 1967 RV. Drives it every day.
Winnebago special.
And he pulls in. He'll smoke cruising behind it and parks in our driveway at our secret underground studios. And
smoke behind it. I'm more interested in the smoke billowing out of the door when he opens it.
Well, that starts up near Shasta City.
No, there is no smoke inside my RV except for the Dodge 318 engine.
That's exactly right. Back in the days. Today's going to be an exciting time. I tell you, we've got lots to talk about. Todd's looking at me like, oh, this is not. There's actually, we do follow the most up-to-date stuff, and one of the thing that's just popping up now is what, Todd, is Kavanaugh, about the Kavanaugh
issue? Yeah, there's, I just saw this as we were getting ready to start the show. There's the Kavanaugh issue will not go away. Headline here is Trump challenges Dems after Kavanaugh accuser admits making false rape claims, and the issue here is that Congress is taking the unprecedented step of referring some of these false claims for possible prosecution. And we will discuss the chilling effect that can have, the pros and cons, but that is an interesting development. There's some policy decisions about why you don't prosecute people who make claims, domestic violence claims, rape claims. We'll talk about that as we're coming up.
Right, because that's a district attorney issue. They got to determine whether or not they bring a prosecution or a case against her or others, and that I'm sure you've dealt with that in the past.
Absolutely.
And that we're going to discuss that. We're also going to talk about the Weinstein. Yeah, he's got more problems coming down the line. I know you're tired of it, but he's got more allegations of an actual 16-year-old, Denise, that has brought some allegations against him.
Yeah, again, these she's are a all, Polish model, right?
Yeah, these are all allegations. Remember, allegations.
Okay? And somebody's bringing a class action. I just read at least a 100-victim class action, right? Isn't that
there are two class actions.
One of them, I believe, was thrown out, and we'll discuss that.
But I'm just going to say, if your activities on a front with that type of activity leads to a victimization so large that it can qualify as a class action, oh my gosh! I mean, we're not talking one or two.
Somebody's alleging you've been a busy human being.
Yes.
Full tilt is the way I
mean,
call it.
That's Genghis Khan level yikes.
I don't think Genghis Khan had anyone going after him.
Wilt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain.
There we go. We can do that.
Well, let's not talk about Wilt. He's a good guy. I like Wilt.
He in his autobiography, he admitted to
multiple offenses.
Being friendly with
over
a thousand.
Yeah.
Different people.
Right.
I think he was over 10,000.
Yes, it was a bragging right.
It was some staggering number that.
Number that you had to have multiple people in the same day for many years.
Busy man. Yeah. Like I said, busy man.
Do we have crickets for that one?
I think I could probably.
Okay. We're also going to talk about this is Judge O'Connor and Rehnquist. Justice O'Connor and Rehnquist. There is a new book coming out that is talking about, these are the, those of you who don't know, those are the Supreme Court justices that are no longer Supreme Court justices.
They both have retired.
Both retired. Well, Rehnquist passed away.
That's true.
And O'Connor is retired. And there was a marriage proposal. And it's coming to light. We're going to discuss that between the two of them. And Pharrell Williams is sending a cease and desist to Trump for his rally using his happy song. So, and so the first time Trump hasn't received a cease and desist, and we're going to talk about that.
I'm not necessarily opposed to that because that happy song drives me nuts, but I might be in the minority there. So
you probably are.
Oh, geez. Thank you. I agree. I'm sick of that song, too, by the way. So Rutgers football players are having some issues. There's one now being accused of attempted murder. They're having all types of issues with legal problems with some of the players. We're going to discuss that. Here's a shocker. We're going to discuss marijuana on Tuesday is the 6th. What I like about the 6th, that's coming up this Tuesday. We're here talking about it. We're one of the last ones able to talk about it before it comes about, you know, at least on the weekend.
And you're talking about the marijuana initiative.
Well, yeah, where we're talking about, happy. There's
you're
happy.
Killing me, Cal. You're killing me.
Cal, are we going to get a cease and desist letter from him?
I'll only leave it on for a few seconds.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Cal's going to get a cease and desist letter from me.
The president comes on the phone. He wants to borrow the song.
That's exactly right. All right, turn him off. All right, we're going to talk about marijuana. Four states have got marijuana initiatives on the ballot. We're going to discuss that and the status of them. And Colorado homeowners on the marijuana front bring a lawsuit against a marijuana plantation and growers and the marijuana, basically, industry to say it's lowering their property values. And what's happened on that lawsuit and what the latest verdict is?
I'm not surprised because there are some effects of having marijuana being grown in the vicinity that we can discuss because I've lived near folks that wanted to grow marijuana in their own homes.
Right.
And I can attest to why it would drive down the property values for things that people might not even think of.
Well, a lot of it's just people coming in and out all the time, and it happened near me. Believe it or not, I live in a very nice neighborhood, but it's country, and they're 5-acre lots, and someone was building a new house, but they decided to lease it out, and it was a cattle area, and they were growing marijuana, and sure enough, there was a burglary and an attempted. Well, then it was a burglary, tied the guys up and all that stuff, and my wife and I actually were on a walk. We were walking by, and it was happening while we walked by, and it was so. It was definitely an issue that you don't want to have living near you. So
nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Yeah. Turn away.
Yeah. No crimes going on.
No crimes going on. Or what's the rope you're holding? I don't know. A little extra rope I found. Okay. So that's my wife and I. But you know what? The interesting thing that happened is this past, when was it? This past week, I was a judge. I got to tell you a funny story. I was a judge on a thing called, and I'm going to throw a shout out for a 5-star bank think tank. It's a competition of the top, you know, new tech companies, and they all do this competition, and I'm a judge, and I was actually put on, and there's hundreds of people, big business people there, and it was a really great event. And John Gregory, shout out to John Gregory, the one from 5-Star Bank. And 5-Star Bank's a California bank. It's a successful bank. And
what specifically was it you were judging?
So I was judging, new tech companies.
Okay.
So the new tech company of the year, top tech
gotcha.
Company.
Gotcha.
And there's all these judges that determine, it goes by, you know, the likelihood of succeeding, presentation, what it's about, all that stuff.
This was like a mini Shark Tank kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. Well, no.
Without the money?
Yeah, without the money, but it's more of you win a prize. I mean, it's more like you win as the best company out of all these companies that present about their companies. But very interesting. Here's the point. So they put me on the panel at lunchtime. I'm the lunchtime panel. I've got 1 minute. I'm going to get to this. And I'm sitting here with all the top – the Moneta is a very well-known, another shout-out, investment company. All these top investors. They have billions of dollars that they use and invest. And there's a panel of five, and I'm in the end. And to listen to them go down and talk intelligently about the questions, and they get to me, and I look at them, and I look at the MC, and I said – they're way too smart for me. I don't know what I'm doing up here. I tell you, it just brought the house down. It brought the house down. But what they did is they said kind of like, here's Fred Penny. He's just a normal entrepreneur. He's a radio host. He'll tell you what it's like in the real world. These guys were big money people, top notch. It was kind of interesting.
Fred's over there. Food goes in here, pointing at his mouth.
What were you just saying? I didn't understand it. We'll be right back. We're going to do case or no case, and I'm going to gain points.
Yes.
Me like chair. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a bit.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials. So just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at Northwest.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
If you want to call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO.
That's 855-529-7234.
Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. That's the only thing I can always remember. Thanks, Denise. Or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Or we do have an Instagram page for if you want to email us, info at Radio Law Talk.
I guarantee you somebody out there is going, well, hold on a second here. 855-LAWRADIO.
One more than it's supposed to be.
That's one more than it's supposed to be. And Denise read, and, you know, sure enough, once you get to typing in the word, the letter O,
it's already ringing.
Trust us. We know what we're doing.
The phone lines will not blow up. All is well.
Yes.
Exactly.
All is well.
Remember, we practice law in California. I am actually a Washington, D.C. barred lawyer also. We talk about general topics of law. Almost all the stuff we talk about is allegations. Not always, but allegations, because, you know, one side's going to say they're, you know, what they think, and another side's going to have an opposite argument. And that's why we're lawyers. Everyone pitches their side, and the judge or the jury decides who's right or wrong. And they're not necessarily right or wrong all the time. Go read our disclaimers at www.radiolawtalk.com, because they are the most intriguing, exciting, and I want to say fun read you've ever read in your whole entire life.
This is no fun.
Well, I'll just tell you, you don't need to take melatonin or anything if you're having trouble sleeping. If you drink too much caffeine, if you have coffee too late in the day, go ahead and read our disclaimer page just before going to bed, and you will sleep. I mean, forget.
Like a baby.
Forget. Well, no, better than a baby. You sleep like a baby. You wake up every 2 hours and poop your pants.
I'm talking,
forget Ambien. We could put Ambien out of business with our disclaimer page. So,
That's exactly right. All right, Cal.
sleep like a corpse. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's right.
Halloween. I'm sorry.
Just don't read our disclaimer page while driving, or before operating heavy machinery.
Please.
Case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah.
Hashtag case or no case.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, remember, this is only a game of skill, no wagering, please. And we begin now by going, and Todd's going, okay, I got to look at Cal and see what his tells are. Well, yes. I'm going to tell you
micro-expressions.
I saw that. Remember the TV show they had on that? Anyway, I go to now the great country of Italy. Yes, the country that looks like a boot, where an Italian woman lost her job and had to move back in with her mom. Her mother figures her recently unemployed daughter could use some good old-fashioned homemade ragu. But the 48-year-old daughter reacted to her mother's cooking the meat sauce in an unexpected manner. She grabbed a knife and threatened to stab her mother in the stomach if mom wouldn't stop with the sauce, and I mean pronto. No more. The converted vegan daughter was a serious and sincere vegan. Not only did she not eat meat or other meat byproducts, she claimed that for a long time she had not had sensory nor olfactory contact with animal products before she lost her job and moving back in with her Mamma Mia. That's right, she said she'd neither touched nor smelled a meat product. So why was she so willing to cut her mom's belly? Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So Mama decided to take some action. And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case?
Can I comment on that, Cal?
Yeah, please.
I've got a dilemma. Yeah. And this happened to me in my life. And those of you who are vegans or vegetarians, more power to you, but I'm not. And I was at an event, and I know for a fact this individual was a vegan. I knew this person was a vegan. And they were sitting two next to me. And they ordered the spaghetti sauce, but more the vegan sauce.
Like the marina sauce.
Yeah, marinara.
Marinara.
Marina sauce, yes. Just go ahead and dip your ladle in the bay and slather it all over you.
Nice and salty.
You pull the bread, man. There you go, the marina sauce. All right, that's it, Cal.
I wish we had video to see Denise slap.
All right, I've got it. From now on, Cal, we're calling it marina sauce.
I'll have that marina sauce with the Parmesan cheese on top of it.
Exactly right. And I'm driving up in my new Toyota.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so I'm sitting there, and they're slathering. It's the marinara sauce with meat in it. And I see them, and apparently the waiter, it was a big event. You know, there was a lot of people. So the one waiter came, and he wasn't looking. He was looking to his left, and they just, he got the marinara with the meat sauce slathered on. And he is sitting there. And as I looked over, and he didn't even look. He started eating. He just was, and he was pounding it down. I mean, man, he was literally, and he was like, "Ooh, this is good.
This tastes a lot better than that vegetable crap I've been eating."
Because that you couldn't tell the meat. It was like really fine, ground up, really, really fine.
Right.
And the whole time, and he ate the whole thing. He finished it before all the rest of us.
With a
and
smile.
He just pounded it down. I'm like, and I said to myself, "What is my moral compass here? Do I have to stop him? Nah, let him go.
Let him be healthy for once. Let him get some iron in his blood.
It was funny.
Ignorance is bliss."
I'm sorry, but I sat there with my moral compass turning, going, do I stop him or not? Nah, let him go.
So, Fred, right. Since you wanted to opine, let me ask you first, because our, you know, we're starting to slip time zone here. But tell me, do you think that this would be a case of any sort or no case? And if so, what would the outcome be?
So this is a case. I'm going to say it's a case, but what would the outcome be? So she tried to stab mother for giving her non-vegan sauce.
She threatened because she had to smell the non-vegan sauce.
Smell.
And then after that, she was going to feed me this stuff. Yeah, she was just incensed.
And I'm supposed to answer whether or not that was the case. I'm going to say yes, but what mom did or what she did or did the police do, I don't understand the second.
What the outcome of the case was.
Okay, so I'm going to say it was a case, and the outcome was that mom's found liable due to the fact she knew she was vegan, she brought her in there, and did that on purpose to harm her. There you go.
All right, there you go. Mr. Kunin, let's see, we've got about 30 seconds here, so you've got a chance to at least give us your first take.
Well, the first thing I want to say is, I'll touch on the offense to the olfactory senses based upon those who have vegan and non-vegan diets in just a second. But I will say that I see joint liability here on both sides. And given that we have 15 seconds and I can't possibly explain it in that amount of time, come back and I will let you know why I think both sides could be culpable.
We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. Ah! We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Letty & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable, things you want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. It's been 1 week since the deadly shooting of 11 worshipers at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Rabbi Jeffrey Myers presided over the services for 97-year-old Rose Malinger, the last of the victims to be buried and the oldest victim.
This is the last funeral, and every time I do one, particularly when for me, because I'm also a cantor, when I chant a memorial prayer, it takes a piece of my soul away, and I have no more left to give.
Malinger, who once served as the school secretary at Tree of Life, was a fixture there for 60 years, regularly attending worship services with her family. Midterm elections generally tend to draw out an older, wider electorate, but Jake Evans says this year will be different.
Well, at least in Georgia, and I'm president of Atlanta Young Republicans, there's a lot of interest in the gubernatorial election.
And he says millennials are now the largest voting bloc. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
As well.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Radio Law Talk.
We're back with Case or No Case, and it was Todd's turn to opine whether or not mother who was making a marina sauce, and when her daughter was vegan, came in, the smell offended her so that she was attempting to stab her, or threatened to stab her, and whether or not this is a case, and if there was a prosecution or a civil case on this, and if so, what was the outcome? And I said, yes, case, and the marina sauce, yes, the mom was found liable because she knew the marina sauce was going to offend her daughter and did it on purpose. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, so I think that both sides have liability here, and I'll explain why. First, the daughter. All right. Now, assault. The difference between assault and battery. Battery requires an actual touching. So if I barely touch you, but it's offensive, it can technically be a battery. But an assault is actions that put a person in reasonable fear that a battery is imminent. So if she comes in with the smell of marina sauce, marinara sauce.
No, marina, it's marina.
With marina sauce. If she comes in with that smell and pulls out the knife and threatens to stab her mother, we got criminal threats. Now, I'm using American law. I don't know what the Italians have.
Can't be that far off.
But can't be. But if she's making those threats to her mother's well-being, she is guilty of a crime. Okay? Now, that said,
That's so intelligent.
The mother can also be guilty of possibly a civil offense if, knowing she would put her daughter into this distress and all of this, mm-hmm. she knowing and intelligently created something, intentionally did this to get under her daughter's skin. I mean, we've got competing things there, but... I would say that the stronger case would be against the daughter for the criminal threat because of what would happen. So I think the daughter could be charged with something.
Okay, very well. And Ms. Marina Denise? Denise is thinking, will I ever live down that?
I will never live that down. I know I can feel it.
I was drinking Marina sauce on top of the roof while sunbathing. Alex, I'll take things that Denise will not live down for $2,000, please.
I was so tempted to say no case, honestly, just because it just is too made up. But I've lost the last time I did that.
You mean made up like marinara sauce?
Yes.
Like
marina sauce.
Marina sauce.
Yeah. I saw the assault issue, for sure, that the daughter was guilty of making the threat, and the mother could have been frightened and actually believe the threat to be real, and that's an assault. That's a crime in the United States.
Unless she picked up a butter knife. Then that's something different, but, you know.
I don't know, man.
But I saw something else, and more on the civil side of it. I saw that the mother could take action to get her daughter removed from the house.
Hmm.
Right? So, like, akin to an unlawful detainer action, which is where you file and you have somebody removed from your home or from a rental home or something like that.
What about just a run-of-the-mill protective order? She's threatening your safety.
That's true. Yeah. That's a really good point, too. I should have seen that one off the bat,
But couldn't
too.
The daughter have gotten a protective order against her mother for cooking meat-based products?
I don't see anything that is a crime about that.
That's not unlawful.
It's her home. You know, she can make the ragu or whatever it was you called it.
Ragu.
It's called ragu. Okay.
I don't know that anybody's
Marina
ever...
Marina and reggae.
I don't know that it would ever be a wise course of action to try to sue somebody for making ragu in Italy.
Can I?
You know? Well, but you have Marina sauce and reggae
I can't read my own writing is really the problem, or I can't spell very well.
I'd like some tortini pasta with some reggae sauce.
Is this case or quesadilla?
I'm going to say case.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the daughter's removed from the home.
And at the end of this, Cal, I want you to play some reggae music.
Some reggae ragu Marina music. I'm thinking
that's right.
I'll find it. Okay, so... Let me tell you those of you who said it was a case.
Oh, no, he made it
May
up.
I see by a show of hands.
Oh. Yes.
All right. Una punta para you. Point for each of you.
Grazie.
So let me tell you what happened, because this case, and what I was going for is this case had both a criminal and a civil component to it.
You guys are smart.
Okay. So, she was fined $1,170 for threatening the daughter for threatening to stab Mama, who just wanted to make a traditional meat sauce in her presence. But $520 of that went to the court for the threat, and the other $650 went to Mom because of the physical threat. The court awarded Mom a settlement of $650. So it was a dual component case, which is why it was so interesting to me in the first place. So apparently police say that the daughter was losing her grip on kindness, that the mom and the daughter frequently clashed. They'd been there before, and it was always over the food. It's always the food. Yeah, they're fighting over the food. So they always had a food fight. The identities of the mother and daughter not disclosed. By the way, we don't know if the daughter got her meanness from posting on Facebook. And that, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys scored, I did. Were you right?
So Fred gets 1 point.
Yeah.
Denise gets 2.
Yep.
Todd gets 2.
Good job, guys. That was it. I only got part of it.
Case or no case.
I'm shocked that she didn't sue civilly and said, you knew that I'm a vegan and that meat sauce would cause problems.
At the countersuit.
And she should have done that, and she might have won because the mom knew that. So I don't know. Anyway, that's
interesting stuff.
Let's talk about stuff that's even more exciting and interesting, and that is Let's talk about the Kavanaugh accuser.
Outstanding.
What is going on with that talk? Because that's kind of the latest and the greatest that's going on. We're going to touch on that really quick. Please, people out there, we are not going to set the stage of the Kavanaugh case.
No, we are not.
If you don't know, turn the radio off.
Only to the extent of identifying which accuser is right. Now facing legal trouble. So the first accuser was Christine Blasey Ford, who came forward with her argument about what happened in the bedroom. She is not part of this.
Gotcha.
Okay. She testified before Congress, or before the Senate. She is not part of this. But while that was pending, Michael Avenatti, the Southern California Trump-hating lawyer, and I'm using his words on that, came forward with allegations from a Julie Swetnick about what she claims to have suffered. And he also came forward with an affidavit from one other person whose anonymity was maintained, and claimed that this other person had viewed Kavanaugh spiking the punch. And after the Senate...
Cal's going... You see Cal, he's got his head up in the air.
Yes, yeah. So after the Senate went in and the investigative committee for the Senate went in and looked at these allegations, first, they believed that the Swetnick claim, because of the ever-shifting basis of that story, was so outrageous to them, they have referred that to the Department of Justice to investigate for potential criminal activity on the basis of what Swetnick did.
Now, right. Okay, I want to make one point.
Sure.
In these affidavits, the people, the women had to declare under threat of felony. That's the statement that is made when you are testifying before the Senate in particular.
That's
and I,
right.
And I wanted to say that because a lot of people were asking me, what is under threat of felony?
Well, you know, Ted Cruz in the Senate hearing would often interchange that with under the penalty of perjury. So the threat of felony is that it would be felonious perjury. But there are two ways you can get liability. One is to issue a statement under threat of felony. The other is under an obstruction of justice theory, which is just like it's a violation to lie to the FBI when they are doing an investigation, it's also a violation of law to lie to the Senate committee investigators as well. So it's dual liability there. Now, the issue with this other person who was anonymous, this is where Avenatti himself is getting into hot water because Avenatti tweeted what the subject of this person's affidavit would be. He hadn't turned it over yet.
Right.
And after the tweet, the subject said, contacted him and said, "So hold on a second. You put words into my mouth. That's not what I said." And immediately came forward to disavow that. And after she disavowed it, Avenatti submitted the original affidavit after he knew that his witness was disavowing that.
Which is a disciplinary act.
That's right.
A disciplinary
so that's why he
California.
Was backing himself up and saying, look, I got a sworn affidavit here.
Yeah, and he got into trouble. And then there was one other individual who just came forward with a claim that she had been sexually assaulted in the back of a vehicle multiple times by Kavanaugh. She has been forwarded for criminal investigation. There's one last part I want to talk about. We'll have to do this after the break.
We'll be right back.
All right. Stay with us, guys.
Much more Radio Law Talk is coming right up right here, so don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk.
Fred, your voice.
Yeah, it is. Well, we were talking about earlier about really a dilemma for prosecutors.
Absolutely.
In the district attorney's office and whether or not they should prosecute or go after individuals. And Denise brought up a good point. It's not necessarily women. It's women or men that are falsely claimed. The DA could claim they falsely accuse somebody. Do they pursue an action against them?
Absolutely. And let's go back to Kavanaugh. All right. So this is what we're dealing with here. This is what kind of got us into this discussion. I understand for folks that supported Kavanaugh, I understand the knee-jerk reaction of saying these people were lying. We want to go after and prosecute them for the felony, for perjury, for lying. All right. But you really need to look beyond that. And I can't emphasize enough. I'm not really taking a side here. I just want to talk about what is a consideration on both sides of the issue.
855 Law Radio, if you want to call us and tell us what you think. But go ahead.
So while on the one hand you certainly want to curb the erroneous filings or the malicious allegations filings that might appear to be clearly false, you know, charge them with perjury if they sign under the penalty of felony and perjury. I get that. But you need to look at the other side of the coin for victims of crime that aren't feloniously perjuring themselves, who could get caught up in being charged. And what happens is, if you make it a habit to charge people if the allegations prove to be false, that will have a chilling effect on legitimate victims down the road saying, oh, well, I don't want to file anything. I don't want to make a claim because I could be charged with a felony if the guy's acquitted. It's erroneous, but they think that that could happen.
Well, a lot of times victims actually, they will come forward, and then they get afraid, and then they get worried about their reputation. And they have a lot of things that happen to them, and they will then withdraw their allegations. And oftentimes that's seen as being something that was done falsely, when in fact it's part of being a victim.
It is. So take the sexual element out of the crime, and let's then lay this on the table. Todd, you stole my RV. I'm going to take it to the high heavens. I'm going to put it on the front page of the newspaper. I'm going to ruin your life because you stole my 1967 Winnebago with the Dodge 318.
Does it have reggae sauce in it? It's right there by the marina.
I mean, okay, but the point being that these false charges that are knowing, and here's the key word here, knowingly false accusations, right? If you knowingly, falsely accuse someone of any crime, you can damage their reputation, and something needs to be done. This Kavanaugh hearing, to me, was a classic example of why people get frustrated with the whole process, because we say, we have to protect victims. We do. But we don't have to protect liars.
Well, here's
so
the
how
other
do we figure
Cal.
That out?
So here, let's back up and let's throw another situation at you. As Denise brought up, in a domestic violence cases, a lot of times the couples get back together. And so Todd brought up an interesting note in Tennessee when he was a prosecutor in Tennessee. There was one district attorney's office that decided if you bring an allegation of domestic violence and then you pull it back, they may prosecute you for that. Is that correct, Todd?
That is correct. And domestic violence is among all of the crimes that are out there, all right? Domestic violence is the one where we see the highest instance of what's called victim recantation, where despite what the 911 call says, the stress of the incident, everything that they claim happened the night of, 2 weeks later, the same person is back there saying, you know what, it didn't happen that way. The officer took my statement out of context. I don't want to prosecute. It was my fault. I should have known that he didn't like Diet Mountain Dew. Whatever reason.
I hate him. I love him. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
And so that's the highest instance. And so in this particular jurisdiction, the DA was concerned that people were using the police and the law enforcement as just a way to come in and settle the argument for them, not realizing that it creates this entire process and starts this whole thing and actually takes a lot of resources to go after this. And so the DA made the decision, look, if you're just going to recant, then clearly you were filing a false police report back then. That was his view. And, you know, the DAs used that to keep people from recanting. And by and large, in a lot of cases, it worked. People stuck to their guns. Yeah, he really did hit me. He really did do this. But the problem with that sort of mentality here is that while that works for maybe, let's say it works for 75% of the time. I'm just going to pick a number out here. Let's say 75% of the time the recantation was not legitimate, and you're going to go after that person, right? The problem is that in 25% of the time, you have legitimate victims.
And he's not saying, by the way, those of you just listening. It's not. He's just throwing
out. I'm just
out
using
the
a number. What you have is a percentage that is going to get swept up in this policy who legitimately should not be prosecuted, and you're doing much more harm than good. And the question is, does being able to secure justice against 75%, the higher majority, justify the further victimization of the lower minority? And a lot of people say, well, no, that shouldn't be that way.
But knowingly is the key. If you knowingly lie,
that's true.
You've got to be held accountable. Everyone else is for filing false
police reports. Knowingly is so hard to prove.
Wait a minute. He said everybody is. We won't have any politicians left, Cal.
No, I'm talking about accusing people of a crime.
No producers left. No one can produce our show.
How could I do case or no case? But I'm saying, saying this Kavanaugh case. Okay. If the woman came in and said, yeah, you know what, they gave me $500,000 and I made the whole thing up, or what, if we knew that she was lying, it was proven and established, and she said, I'm going to, whatever. Should there not be some accountability in this matter?
Okay, so look, I agree with that. But here's the problem that we run into, and it's called the slippery slope, okay? And the slippery slope idea, the slippery slope idea is, if you institute a rule to apply in the most egregious circumstance, and let's say the Kavanaugh hearing represents the most egregious circumstance, a lot of people
it was pretty bad.
Okay,
yeah.
If you institute a rule for that, where do you draw the line on lesser but similar behavior, and then something is less than that, and then something is less than that? Where do you draw the line at where your rule will not apply? And it's hard to figure that out. And the idea behind a slippery slope is that that rule, if not clearly defined and if overly broad, could ultimately sweep down and start being applied against people that are not clearly, knowingly telling falsehoods,
right.
But now they have a legitimate claim, but they're afraid to bring it forward because they fear that they forget that it's not knowingly being false. They just think, oh my gosh, if I report this and the guy's acquitted, I could be sued. If I report this and the guy's acquitted, I could be prosecuted. It's an erroneous thought, but it's one of those things that doesn't get explained to the average public, people in the public. We've all played that game, the telephone game, where you whisper one thing into one person's ear, and then it goes around the room. By the time it gets to the end, it's completely different. That's what happens with these rules and laws. By the time it gets to a legitimate victim, they don't remember what the first part is. So I agree with you, Cal. I just think that the hard part is finding that line where our prosecution does apply versus not.
Yeah, but DAs make that call every day. I'm sorry.
And victims always second-guess themselves, you know, and they're like trying to get to the truth. And it's beyond a reasonable doubt in our society that you have to prove the guilt of the other person. And if it's a he said and she said, or a one person says and the other person says something, it's going to be impossible to get the beyond the reasonable doubt. And that's why there is a huge chilling effect on victims whenever there's prosecution of alleged victims. That's the truth of it.
And as far as the chilling effect goes, think about this. The number of crimes that we know about represents a small percentage of the number of crimes that actually occurred because of the number of people that don't report. And the fear here is that if you start prosecuting people for making a claim, or they think they'll be prosecuted for making a claim that somebody be acquitted of, then the number of reported claims will go down even more. And that gets to be a problem. It's a difficult situation. I don't know the solution.
Yeah, Denise, yeah. You were saying that you're noticing in some courts now, the judges aren't throwing out automatic...
Temporary restraining orders are not being given in certain jurisdictions. It's even if there's a prima facie case made.
Right. I think, you know, I think the way politics are, the way the courts are, and the way society is, it slides back and forth, to try to get in the middle. And I think that's what's happening right now, and who knows where we're going to be. We're going to be back with our second hour.
We'll know where we're going to be. We're going to be back.
That's back. And hour number two. Todd, put your deodorant on. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.